And tonight's state playoff game brought to you in part by the Matthew J. Morahan Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better, healthy.
Tied at 7 here as we enter the second quarter of play. A couple of quick scores. Point Beach and Florence are scoreless. They go to the second quarter. And Ocean now with a 14-0 advantage on Warren Hills. That game with about 9 minutes to go in quarter number two. 7-7 our score here. Barnegat has the football on a second down and 6 from their own 32-yard line. Erskine rolling left, stops and throws back across the field, wanting Bowen, and it is incomplete at the Pemberton 35-yard line. Good coverage by Quincy Lambert.
Well, that was a good play all around. It's an excellent pass. Bowen made a nice effort, but Lambert right on him to break it up. I like the call.
Looked like only a one-man pattern, didn't
it,
Kevin?
Yeah, it was all Matty
only,
Bowen. Yep.
Only guy out on the pass pattern. Bowen will come to the sidelines after that long run.
Ricky Guerrera, number one this time, will split out as the receiver to the left. Kyle Morris has checked into the game, number 89. Kenyatta Swift, the tight end, sends himself to the left side of the formation. Hoffman and McGinnis in the two-back set. It'll be McGinnis out of the eye. Starting left, coming right, there is a couple of flags that have been thrown. One of the interior part of the line, and then one from the back judge. It was about a 5-yard pickup from McGinnis. A little shy of the first down, but it will be a hold against Barnegat.
Well, it will make it a fourth. Well, let's see. They never really gave him the option. They're just marching it back 10 yards right from the line of scrimmage. They did not pick up the first. Would have been a fourth down call.
Yeah, a little surprised. I would have thought you would have
at least
declined.
Talk about your options.
Sure.
I mean, it only makes it third and 12, so holding actually came a little bit past the line of scrimmage.
Erskine empties the backfield again. In the shotgun with trips off to his left. Receiver right will get it, run it off the left side of the line, take it out over the 30 to the 33-yard line. Not going to be nearly enough for the first down, and Barnegat will have to punt it away.
Pretty conservative calls, huh, Matt?
Yeah, that certainly was it. I would agree with the arm of Erskine.
Yeah, it's the second time that Erskine is running on third and substantial yards, and both times he's come up short.
Antoine Wilson back deep, standing at his own 36-yard line. Little bit of pressure, and Xavier Young gets run into by one of the Pemberton defenders, but it was deflected off of the foot.
No, there's the flag now. The flag is out now. I thought he initially gave a deflection call.
Well, it looks like they're still talking about it.
I've never seen that happen before. He didn't throw the flag.
Personal
foul. He walked over to the player and then dropped the flag right by him. Have you ever seen that?
Well, yeah, and he continues to put his hands together and kind of look like he's saying deflection.
Yeah.
You know, nonetheless, it will be a personal foul against Pemberton.
Pemberton coach is out on the field. I don't blame him one bit.
That's definitely going to be a first down. Yeah, I don't understand. I'm going to try and get it from the officials here, guy.
I mean, the referee was about 10 yards away from the play when it was first kicked. As Matt said, he gave you the indication of a deflection. Then he walked over to the punter, almost like he said something to him, and he dropped the flag right at his feet.
Yeah, almost like he said, did they block it?
Well, that's what he did. He asked the umpire if the ball was deflected, and when he said no, that's when he threw the flag. So now that explains his actions there.
Barnegat will take a timeout here. Very disorganized offensively coming out off of the personal foul that gave him the football back. So they will waste a timeout here. We'll keep it here with 10:39 to go in our first half, tied at 7. This the South Jersey Group 3 opening round. Barnegat the 3 seed. Pemberton the 6 seed. As we've been trying to do during the course of the night, tons of other games going on around the shore, including RBC trying to make a statement in their bracket. They now have a 21-7 advantage on Immaculata. So, so much for the early lead for Immaculata. Lacey has pulled to within three of Kingsway. That now 13-10.
Delran is on the board in their game against Lakewood. They've scored, missed the extra point. So it's 6-0 Delran, 6 minutes left in the second quarter.
So off the timeout, it is first down and 10 for the Bengals. Let's put it at their own 48-yard line. Erskine under center, going to give it to McGinnis off the left side. He will carry a tackler into Pemberton territory. Tripped up around the Hornet 46. Good gain on first down, 7-yard pickup. It'll be second down and a long three.
In a consolation game, Pinelands, who will be Barnegat's Thanksgiving Day opponent, trails Middle Township 22-0.
The only obstacle in the way of the Bengals winning the B-South Championship outright. Three wide receiver set, two right, one left. Ball in the middle of the field. The give is to McGinnis. Inside zone off to the right, and he will rumble his way down inside the 40-yard line. Forcione will make the tackle from his safety spot, but not after a good size gain. Enough for the first down, and a new set of downs here for Barnegat to work with just inside of 10 minutes to go in the first half.
I think Barnegat needs to go back to what they did on that opening drive when they just pretty much kept it between the tackles. McGinnis doing a nice job following lead blocks and getting big chunks of yardage.
McGinnis will stay in as the single back. Morris and Ehrlich, this time the receiver combo to the right side. McGinnis starting to the middle, now breaking off to his right. He's got good vision and gets it all the way down just outside the 30-yard line. That's a gain of about 7. Quincy Lambert on the tackle. You know, Guinness, Kevin, listed at 5'8", 183 pounds. But behind that big offensive line, he does kind of hide back there a little bit.
Does a nice job. He's a patient runner. Let your guys get their blocks. Don't go too fast. Let them set them up and follow the hole. And, you know, he got another 6-7 yards on first down there.
A lot of the running here on this drive off the right side. That is where Sam Madden, the 340-pound junior, occupies that tackle spot. This time McGinnis will try the left side and get forward for a couple before Charles Richardson closes the play down. Third and one coming up. Ball spotted right now at the Pemberton 29-yard line. You think just in case Barnegat doesn't, you'd have to imagine this is four down territory for the Bengals. Garena this time near sideline to the right. Manny Bowen up top to the left.
This ball doesn't go right, I'd sell the house.
No, here is Erskine going left, and Ed
I'm
selling with
the
his house on the market.
Tell my wife.
As of right now, start packing up. Mrs. Sarluka, you are moving.
Well, they did the next best thing. The reason why I said that, obviously, is Andrews and Madden at right guard and right tackle on the right side, but they elected to not even bother handing it off, and Erskine easily got the first down.
On first and 10 from the Pemberton 26-yard line. Erskine will again empty out the backfield. Tight end receiver to his left. Three receivers off to his right and will run it up the middle and then get taken down by Charles Richardson again on the tackle. About a 4-yard gain inside the 25. Gets to the 23.
But it looked like he had a big hole that time, but it closed in a hurry.
You mentioned the size of the defensive line for Pemberton. Their starting linebacking core, not real big either. 165, 150, and 170, their three guys. They are a team dictated by speed. Second down here, let's call it about 7. Erskine again will take the quarterback direct snap, run off the right side. This time tracked down at the 21-yard line. Quincy Lambert coming up from the safety spot to make the tackle. Third down and about 5, a long 5 now coming up for Barnegat.
Well, Lambert is a very active safety. He is cheating right up to the line of scrimmage and has made quite a few tackles already.
Third down, 5. Garena again near side wide receiver. Bowen goes to the far sideline left. Hoffman and McGinnis. in the backfield. McGinnis slips a tackle behind the line, surges forward, and will have a first down inside the 15-yard line, down to the 14, 6-yard gain, and the sticks moving for the Bengals, who have a pretty good drive going here with a 6:25 to go in the opening half, still tied at 7.
Frustrating for the Hornets. They thought they might have had him behind the line of scrimmage, but McGinnis broke that tackle and picks up the first down. This is a good-looking drive, remember, aided by the roughing the punter penalty on fourth down, in which they would have Barnegat it, had to give up the football.
Ocean with a 21-0 lead right now on Warren Hills. Here's McGinnis on first down. Inside the 10, he will pound his way down close to the 8-yard line. Had a good solid gain of about 5 on first down before Richard Jackson can get him from the middle linebacker spot.
Well, the way Ocean plays defense, Matt, 21 points should do it for them in that football game against, who is it, Warren Hills?
Yep, Tyler Thompson, the latest touchdown run, 56 yards for him. Split wide receiver set. Swift, the tight end, formation left. Here's McGinnis up the middle, inside the 5, bouncing off tacklers, carrying him to the goal line. He'll have a first down and stopped at the 1, where it'll be first and goal for Barnegat.
Now remember, up until about 3 weeks ago, McGinnis' main contribution to this Barnegat team was as the starting middle linebacker. But with the Opry injury, and then they tried Manny Bowen for the most part at one game, and now it's McGinnis and doing a terrific job here. What a big first half already.
Stays in as the single back. Split wide receiver set. Tight ends either way. Erskine will try the quarterback sneak. No signal yet. And now it is. Touchdown. Barnegat. Erskine plunges in from a yard out. And the Bengals on top for the first time tonight, leading 13-7.
That's a nice drive. The biggest play there was the roughing the kicker penalty.
Yeah, kept... Barnegat kept the ball on that play, and things, by the way, guys, right after this extra point.
Here is the extra point by Ulrich. This one drifting off to the left, but hooks the upright and is in. 14-7, our score. 4:59 to go. We'll come back with a scoring update of another game right after this quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Kitchen and Bath with TLC, experts at making your dream kitchen or bath a reality, all while staying within your budget. Kitchen and Bath with TLC, Surf City on LBI.
Back here for another kickoff as Barnegat's Ryan Ulrich will put the ball on the left hash mark and angle it with a high onside kick attempt. That one way in the air.
Oh.
It is fielded by one of the first line for Pemberton, number 54, Xavier Thompson.
On
didn't
a
even
bounce.
Jump
on a
it.
Bounce.
Yeah, hit the ground and then popped right back up to him. And it will be Pemberton football. Ed, a wild game right now with a major upset brewing between Manalapan and Brick Memorial.
Things getting exciting in Manalapan. Memorial has scored again. They lead it 13-0 at the half. Memorial will take a 13-point lead into halftime at number 2 in the shore, Manalapan.
Meanwhile, at Jackson, Ken Bradley, a 50-yard run on a 4th-and-1. The Jaguars tie Rancocas Valley 7-7.
Give you a couple more right after this first down play for Pemberton as Dennis Clark brings the offense back on. 4 wide receiver set. Wants to throw quickly. Flares it to the outside. The catch is made by Fulman, who will pop his way forward out over the 45 and continue to push the pile ahead. And Barnegat saying the ball popped out. Nothing from the referees yet, so hold on 1 second.
Yeah, now they say Barnegat ball had it. Well, now they're discussing.
Not yet. Now they do.
Yep.
Must have been a strip on the far side of Jameer Fulman, and it will be Bengal football. They will have it at the Pemberton 48-yard line.
By the way, Matt, that last drive by Pemberton, 97 yards. They started on the 3-yard line.
Last drive by Barnegat.
By Barnegat. 97 yards.
Delsey leading Central 14-0. That game in the second quarter in Middletown South on top of Burlington 17-7 in their opening round game. Bengals with a big opportunity here, trying to take advantage of a turnover. Erskine going to get it. Roll off to his right. Throwing against his body. He's got Bowen open inside the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Running towards the end zone. In for the score. Touchdown, Barnegat. 48-yard strike as St. John Erskine finding Manny Bowen. And the Bengals have opened up a 20-7 advantage.
Well, second time tonight those two have combined. This one, a big one from 48 yards following the turnover. There is an injured Pemberton player on the field, but the Bengals have roared back after falling behind 7-0, are an extra point away from taking a 2-touchdown lead.
12th touchdown pass of the year for St. John Erskine, and for his top target, Manny Bowen, he's got 7. Pemberton having that player monitored right now. I believe
that
it's Quincy Lambert.
It is, Matt.
He's the only Pemberton player. The reason I know that, he's got the bright shoes.
Yeah, the orange bottoms. He should be playing for Barnegat.
Well, it looks like he's okay as he will pop up and walk off under his own power. Meanwhile, the Bengals have gotten on top here 20-7 with the extra point upcoming. Great throw that time by Erskine on a little play action, rolling right, and he is a left-handed quarterback, so throwing across his body, and Bowen was open, caught it around the 15-yard line, and gets his way into the end zone for the second time tonight.
Our first update from the Dragons of Bricktown. They lead it 14-12 still in the first half, and Rumpson with a 14-0 lead in their first-round game.
Good snap, good hold, good kick for Barnegat. Erwich knocks it through and puts 21 on the board. 21-7, our score, 4:08 to go. Second quarter, we're back in 30 seconds with more high school football on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here from Barnegat High School, where the Bengals have gone on top by a score of 21-7, cashing in on a turnover. Squib kick here from Erwich. It will make the second line and picked up by number 19, D'Angelo Hilton, who runs into the Pemberton sideline and out of bounds around the 37-yard line. It looks like the ball will be spotted. Check it, the 36, where Pemberton will now have it. 4:01 to go in the second quarter, and the Hornets in a 2-touchdown hole.
We've seen quite an array of kickoffs by the Bengals tonight.
Here's a scoring update from Jackson. Kanai Glover on a touchdown run. The Jaguars now lead Rancocas Valley 14-7 in the second quarter.
First down and 10 here for Pemberton. Clark hit as he releases the football. Finds Cordell Taylor, the tight end, over the middle. Makes the catch at the 42-yard line. Stop quickly. You know, forgot to make a point, Kevin, about the first Jackson touchdown you mentioned. Ken Bradley with a 50-yard touchdown run. Not sure if he had 50 yards on the season when we did their game last year. That a long run for the big bruising fullback.
Fourth and one, they stacked the line, and he just broke through.
Yeah, remember, he had 5 touchdowns in that one game and over 100 yards.
Second down and 5, and Clark is dropped in the backfield. Give credit to that one by number 56, Tom Campo, who will slice through off his defensive end spot and make the tackle deep in the backfield. It was second and 5. It will now be third down and about 15. So a 10-yard loss on the play puts the football all the way back at the Pemberton 32-yard line.
Matt, I'll have the first scoring update on a game you would be interested in momentarily.
I'm going to guess that's Wall Manasquan.
It is.
No, that's tomorrow.
Oh,
man.
All right. Well, it would be impressive if you had the first update of that one then.
0-0.
Third down and 15. Clark lets it go to the outside. Catch made by Foman, who gets rocked on his way out of bounds. Manny Bowen, I believe, right there. Now check it. Benny Bivens,
yep,
who makes the stop out of bounds. Foman caught it and looked like he was about ready to step out of bounds. Well, he got pushed pretty hard out of bounds by Bivens instead. About a 6-yard pickup makes it fourth down and 9.
Go ahead, Kevin. Mom drooling down here. What
38 minutes left. Opening round of the NCAA women's soccer tournament. Penn State on the board. They lead Monmouth
1-0.
Okay.
Here is Dominic Miller on to punt it away. High wobbly kick. Fair catch called for and made by Manny Bowen. at the Bengal 33-yard line. Speaking of Monmouth stuff, the men's soccer team won in PKs today in the MAC semifinals. They'll play in the conference final coming up on Sunday with a right to go to the NCAA tournament. And, of course, we've got Monmouth University football coming up tomorrow on our airwaves. The Hawks with the early kickoff, noontime start from Smithfield, Rhode Island at Bryant University as MU playing their 11th game of the year, just two left, trying to go to 6-5 on the season. Myself, Eddie Iacopinti, will have the call for you on our AM stations, 1160 and 1310. 2:36 to go here in the second quarter. Erskine gets it, will run again off the right side, lowers the shoulder, and goes right through the tackle of Robbie Forcione, the safety, but not before he'll pick up about five.
Well, I'd go for the hammer here. I think you've got Pemberton really on their heels, beating them up a bit on the in the middle of the line.
Lakewood has cut the Delran lead in half, now trailing 12-6. That game late in the second quarter. Second down and a short five or long four. Movement by the linebacking core. Pemberton showing blitz. Erskine trying to roll away from it, going to his left. Finds a target at the first down marker. Kevin Hoffman will make the catch and have the first down. Pushed out of bounds at the Barnegat 45-yard line. Now a 1:52 to go in this first half.
45-yard line of Barnegat. Good field position. Plenty of time. I think they've got one timeout left. Don't have to get greedy here.
In no hurry, though.
And the clock is moving.
First and 10.
This play right here will determine if they're going to go for it.
Ball at the Bengal 45-yard line. Erskine from the shotgun, and Barnegat used a timeout.
Wow. Well, that's just poor. Poor clock management.
Silliness is the
there was
1:52.
That's right. When Ed said out of bounds, 1:52, they wasted 24 seconds and then used their last timeout. That just should not be happening at this point of the season.
We will keep it here. Coming up at halftime, we will take you around the shore with as many scores as we possibly can. Ed determining which water cooler he'll talk to coming up at the break. There's a larger one on the table and then a smaller one, Ed, behind you on the Barnegat sideline.
I will guarantee you I will have Robbie Davis as he heads to the locker room before halftime.
Let me give you a couple quick scores here. At the half, Florence leads Point Beach 7-0. Delcy is now pounding Central Regional 33-0. In that game.
Rumson up at the half, also 14-0. First and 10 off the timeout for the Bengals. Four potential receivers this time off to the right, two into the pattern. Erskine rolling right, steps up in the pocket, watch the backside. He's going to tuck it and run, look to get out of bounds, and will inside of Pemberton territory at the Hornet 41-yard line. Pickup of 14 yards that time by Erskine.
Okay, clock is stopped now. Erskine got out of bounds, but they got to get the play in a little bit quicker. Kingsway has scored again, guys. On Lacey, they lead it 20-10. The Lacey defense has been non-existent for the last 5 weeks.
Five wide receiver set. Empty backfield set for Erskine. Ball on the right hash mark. Three receivers this time to his right and one, make it two, off to the left. Wanting to go left, looking for man-to-man coverage. Wanting Bowen down the far sideline. Great pass breakup by Jameer Foman, who had the coverage from the outside corner spot, and make it second and 10. Clock stopped with 1:14 to go in the half.
You know, you would think if you send Bowen down on a fly pattern, if you drift someone over the middle, you should be able to get something there.
Yeah, they got their run offense in the game right now, so I don't know if they're going to take another shot at it. McGinnis back in.
Well, there's a minute and 14 and no timeout, so you can only do so much running here.
Yep.
Second down and 10. Ball at the Pemberton 41-yard line. Erskine will step up under center this time. Three wide receiver set. They will keep it on the ground. McGinnis will spin his way ahead to the 39-yard line for a pickup of just barely 2 yards as Jackson making the tackle again from the inside linebacker spot. And now with a minute left.
Got to try and get the first down at the very least here. Clock is ticking.
Barnegat changing some personnel. And Erskine again in no real huddle. Clock now down to 50. Make it 45 with the snap here. Little play action. Rolling off to his left. Stops, throws. Man is wide open. Guerrera will make the catch. Needed to get out of bounds, but didn't. The clock will stop for just a second as they will move the chains ahead.
Could spike it here, Matt.
Guerrera making the catch at the 25-yard line. Could have easily gotten out of bounds.
Why is Erskine coming over to get the play? My goodness.
Clock is now moving. And Erskine looking back to the sideline again. Time just winding away. Inside of now 20 seconds to go. Erskine will get it with 18. Rolling to his left. Looking into the end zone. In trouble and will get sacked.
Now you got to run up and
spike.
No,
they do. They did have a timeout.
Oh, they did.
Left.
Okay.
They had one left.
Again, way too much time wasted.
Timeout will be burned right here. So that would beg the question, and certainly easy for us to do it up here. But if you had that last time out, you could have used it after the catch by Guerrera if you knew you were going to take that much time to get that last playoff.
Yeah, or better yet, Guerrera was right on the sideline.
Exactly.
He should have stepped out of bounds. You got to know the situation.
And usually that's the thing you remind guys in the huddle,
yeah,
right?
Get out of bounds.
Get out
sure.
of bounds.
I mean, the play was a great call, the sideline pattern.
Sure was.
I mean, he caught it a yard inside of the sideline, but he tried to make a cutback, and Pemberton did a good job keeping him in bounds.
Guerrera and Anthony House this time. Combo near sideline to the right, up top to the left, Ulrich and Bowen. McGinnis stays in the backfield now on second down and 12 with 11 seconds to go. Erskine looking over the middle, wanting Bowen. And it is well overthrown into the back part of the end zone. Clock has stopped with 6 seconds. Time for one more play.
Now they're going to try and kick it, I think. Wow. Not a good last minute here.
No, I
2
agree.
Minutes for Barnegat.
Just not enough plays.
I mean, this is going to be from what? 45, guys? 46-yarder.
Ulrich is the kicker. His longest of the year is 37.
Yep. Okay, they moved it up now. It's going to be a 43-yard field goal attempt.
He is 4 of 7 this year out of the hold of Guerrera. Good snap, good hold. The kick is up. It's got the distance, and it is no good.
Yeah, wide right, Matt.
Ball was kicked from the right hash mark, and that will take us to the end of the first half. Missed attempt, but a pretty solid one that time by Ryan Ulrich. We'll see if we can grab Robbie Davis here for just a second.
Robbie, they hit one real quick on you, but the team settled down after that and put 21 on the board.
Yeah, they're a good football team. We knew they were going to have a little bit of adrenaline flow coming out of the gates. And we weathered the storm a little bit, and we're starting to wear him down a little bit. Hopefully we can do that in the second half.
Sinjin looks like he's on top of his game tonight.
Yeah, he's playing real well right now. We're keeping him guessing a little bit. So like I said, hopefully we can come out in the second half and redeem ourselves from last year.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Robbie Davis, the only head coach that Barnegat has known in their program, as we have talked about, still relatively young in terms of football here in the Garden State. We are at the half with the Bengals leading in this one by a score of 21-7. We'll step out for just a couple of minutes when we come back. Scores and a look kind of around the state with all of the short conference teams involved in action tonight and also tomorrow. We're back in 2 minutes with Barnegat leading 21-7, opening round of the South Jersey Group 3 playoffs. You're listening live on 105.7 The Hawk.